We have a caller on line one. This is Mark. Mark, you are on the air. And what's your question for these assembly candidates?
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you for your willingness to serve, because it is a thankless job, and I, for one, appreciate your willingness to do it. My question is more of a global one. I'd like to know what you think the roles and the responsibility of the assembly is, the roles and the responsibility of the administrator is, and the relationship between the two.
Thank you so much, Mark. So Mark's question, what is the roles and responsibility of the assembly, the administrator, and what is the relationship between the two? Kevin, you are the first person to answer this question. Go for it.
This is actually a really interesting question in that over the last probably 5 or 6 months or so in assembly sessions, this has been changing a little bit. More and more big picture responsibility has been coming upon the assembly to you know, look at how does Sitka run its business, or what's its bigger global picture, I guess. And they've looked more towards the administrator to implement that global picture and that bigger picture. And I felt really refreshed by that movement. I think, you know, taking a lot of the more daily tasks or you know, the smaller things off of the table for the assembly to have to decide on, you know, are we going to do this or are we going to do that, or are we going to, you know, allow certain things to happen that, you know, are exceptions or not. I, you know, it's been nice to see that that's come off of their plate, and then, you know, moved over more towards staff. And I really am looking forward to the fact that the assembly will have more of a big picture role in, you know, creating Sitka, you know, into the future.
Aaron Bean?
Yes.
How would you like to answer Mark's question?
I would like it asked again.
The question is, what can you define what the assembly's role and responsibilities are, the administrator, the city administrator's role and responsibilities, and what is the relationship between the two?
Well, let's hope that the relationship between the two is a really cohesive one where there's lots of communication, for starters. It is my belief that the assembly is there to reconcile the duties and the obligations that the municipality puts on the people through taxation and whatever the other case may be. But to answer the question simply, the administrator is to oversee the city. The assembly is to represent the people and also direct the city administration, if you will.
And the relationship between the two?
Like I said,
cohesive.
Yes.
Gotcha. Thank you so much, Aaron Bean. Alexander Allison.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of, when it comes to democracy, I'm kind of a fundamentalist, and I believe in the will of the people. And I think that on large policy issues, the administrator is there to take the direction of the assembly. I think the assembly should give direction to the administrator. Day-to-day things, I'm perfectly content with having the administrator take care of those. But when it gets right down to it, I think the administrator serves the assembly.
All right, that was Alexander Allison and Aaron Swanson. Relationship between assembly, administrator, their roles and responsibilities.
Well, the administrator is an employee of the city assembly. It basically takes two assembly members to tell the city administrator what to do. But the role of the administrator would be to see that the day-to-day operations of the city are run the way that they're supposed to be run, and the assembly is the overseer of the administrator ultimately. So that is the relationship between the assembly and the administrator.
Go ahead, Evie.
I think, obviously, since the assembly is a voted in place that, you know, we're representing or hopefully representing what the people are wanting, but I think it's often hard to know what's going on with the administration if you're only talking to them. So I think it's important that we get, as an assembly, if I was on the assembly, that I could talk hopefully privately to some of the other heads of different departments to make sure that they all felt that what they were asking for was being fairly represented through the administration. Talking one-on-one is not the same as understanding the entire dynamic of the relationships that go on. And I think that things can get a little bit top-heavy with that without knowing what's going on.
That's Evie Kinnear running for the Assembly.